This is Ruby, Olive and Eve with your 9am Zlines. In local news, over 4,000 Queensland women will be granted access to one-off career grants to assist in getting back into the workplace. The $20 million Women's Career Grants program is targeted to women over 18 who have been out of the workforce for more than 6 months, with those eligible having access to $5,000 to cover the costs of childcare, technology, workwear and other forms of job readiness. Premier David Crisafulli said the grants are aimed at removing barriers for women returning to the workforce. Quote, this is the difference between somebody being able to rejoin the workforce or not. All we are focusing on is how we can remove the obstacles that exit, end quote, Mr. Crisafulli said. In other local news, senior figures in Queensland are leading the push for the southeast of Queensland to be referred to as the Brisbane City region, ahead of the city hosting the 2032 Olympic Games. Brisbane 2032 Organising Committee President Andrew Livery said a name change with 7 years still to go until the Olympics would take advantage of a global opportunity. The importance of unifying the state ahead of the Olympics is a view shared by many leaders in Queensland, and Brisbane Lord Mayor Andrew Schrinner said enhancing collaboration between local government areas would, quote, make the cooperation even closer and even better, end quote.
In national news, 5.7 million Qantas customers have had their personal information and data released into the dark web after a major hacking. The hacking involved 40 companies, including Toyota, Disney, and IKEA, where the hacking group stole almost 1 billion records in total. It is believed the hacking group accessed the data by posing as legitimate employees. Australians are being warned to be on alert for the rise of scam activity, as personal data being released were date of birth, emails, and frequent flyer numbers. There are new doubts over Western Australia Labor election commitment to boost Perth's tree canopy. Prior to the state election, WA Labor promised to almost double Perth's canopy from 16 to 30% by 2040. It also promised to plant 1 million trees, including through a rebate scheme for private properties. The government is yet to release a plan on how it will meet the commitment, but they are hopeful they will reach the targets at the end of the year. In May, it adopted a new approach, which means the new goal is an 8% increase rather than a 4% jump.
In international news, firefights have commenced along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border late on Saturday, reportedly responding to a Pakistani airstrike in Kabul last week. The exchange of fire took place at more than 6 locations across the border. Pakistani security officials state that they retaliated with full force against what was described as an unprovoked firing from across the border. Pakistan's government did not confirm it was behind Thursday's airstrike. The Pakistani military have said that 23 of its soldiers were killed, and the Taliban said that 9 of its side were killed. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a light shower or two. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.